This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue to study 1 Peter 3:15 through 16, let's amplify the third point under what we said was the focus of these verses, being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. The third point is a persuasive response to inquiring minds. Dr. Wiest, in his commentary on 1 Peter, writes, "The words give an answer are the translation of a Greek word used as a legal term in the courts. It means literally to talk off from, and was used of an attorney who talked his client off from a charge preferred against him. He presented a verbal defense." In the context around these two verses, you find Peter giving instructions about how to live in the face of persecution and malicious slander. In other words, the ones asking for answers were not friendly inquirers. They were ruthless accusers. They were challenging one's faith. They were threatening one's life. As such attacks come, the tendency might be to fight fire with fire, sword with sword. But that is not how we are to respond. Our reasoned response should be presented with gentleness and respect. The word gentleness or meekness is described in the Wycliffe Bible Encyclopedia. It does not include timidity. Meekness does not mean weakness. Rather, it suggests controlled and bridled strength. Other adjectives describe this quality as considerate, unassuming, courteous, and humble. Paul wrote the same thing in 2 Timothy 2:25. When opposed, we should gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth.